Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yahias.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with World Cup football news.
Yahias, we're now 17 days away until the kickoff of the Football World Cup in Brazil. Some soccerlicious World Cup tidbits now for our VOA football fans. World Cup bound Australia drew with South Africa Monday night, 1-1 in Sydney. In the last home match for the Socceroos before they depart for Brazil. Both goals came early in the match. Ayanda Potosi put South Africa ahead on a right-footed shot from the left side of the box in the 13th minute. The Aussies equalized only a minute later on a towering header by Tim Cahill. It was his 33rd international goal for the Socceroos, who are in a difficult first-round group in Brazil, along with Chile, the Netherlands, and reigning World Cup champion Spain. The Australians will play Chile June 13th in their first World Cup match in Cuiabá, Brazil. Meanwhile, Spain will train here in Washington next week and play a friendly match before going to Brazil. The Spaniards have chosen Catholic University here in Washington as their training venue from June 3rd to June 5th. The sessions will be closed to the public. On June 7th, Spain will play El Salvador in a friendly match at FedEx Field just outside Washington. Spain's head coach, Vicente Del Bosque, has delayed finalizing his 23-man World Cup squad until closer to FIFA's June 2nd deadline. He wants to buy some time for striker Diego Costa of Atletico Madrid, who aggravated a hamstring injury in Saturday's 4-1 loss to Real Madrid in the UEFA Champions League final in Lisbon, Portugal. Spain will host Bolivia in Sevilla Friday in its first World Cup warm-up match. The Spaniards will play the Netherlands June 13th in Salvador, Brazil, in the opening World Cup match for both teams. It's a rematch of the 2010 World Cup final in South Africa, where the Spaniards beat the Dutch 1-0 in extra time on a goal by Andres Iniesta. Just ahead, our Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, we'll have more World Cup tidbits for us. Put your flags up in the sky, in the sky. And when we stand to stand, stand to stand. Show the world where you're from, show where you're from. Show the world we are one.
That's the official song of the 2014 FIFA World Cup, entitled We Are One. As the World Cup approaches, protesters in Brazil seem to have become more energized. On Saturday, hundreds of demonstrators gathered in Sao Paulo in another protest against the World Cup. The Sao Paulo Police Department said on its Twitter page that no violent incidents had been reported and that over 250 protesters took part in the demonstration. After about 2 hours, the protesters marched down nearby streets, chanting, "There will be no World Cup." Protests over increases in bus and subway fares, government corruption, poor public services, and the billions of dollars spent to host the World Cup broke out last year in several cities. Protesters say the money would be better spent on improving Brazil's health, education, security, and infrastructure systems than on the soccer tournament. Several smaller protest rallies have taken place since then. The month-long tournament starts with the June 12th opener in Sao Paulo. Meanwhile, the 2014 World Cup is the most lucrative and expensive in FIFA history. Record numbers include $35 million in prize money to the winning team's federation, $4 billion in commercial revenue for FIFA, and a $14 billion bill for Brazil. With 3 million tickets available to buy, the 64-match tournament is almost sold out. The financial success, we have it, it is done, FIFA Secretary General Jerome Volke has said, adding that FIFA has never sold so many tickets. Back here in Africa, Ghana, one of the 5 teams billed to fly the continent's flag in Brazil, on Friday night gave local fans a glimpse of their firepower with a 6-1 beating of a local select side. Kwesi Appiah's team scored through Christian Atsu, Jordan Ayew, Albert Adoma, and Sule Muntari. The Black Stars coach took the opportunity to have a look at the depth of his squad ahead of its departure to the Netherlands on Saturday night to continue with preparations. The match ended the Black Stars' first phase of preparation for the World Cup. Ahead of the match, Ghana's President John Mahama hosted the national team to a dinner in the capital city of Accra. The president says the Black Stars have the quality to make history by winning the World Cup in Brazil for the first time. He urged the players to put extra effort to make that dream happen. Ghana, which will be making its third straight appearance at the World Cup finals, has been drawn into Group G with three-time winner Germany, Portugal, and the United States. Ghana will train in the Netherlands until the end of the month and then move to Florida in the United States from June 1st to 9th before traveling to Brazil. In a related development, Cameroon, another of the five Brazil-bound African teams, will take on Moldova in a friendly in the capital city of Yaoundé on June 7th as part of its preparations for the World Cup finals. The friendly was initially planned between the Indomitable Lions and the Guatemala national team, but for unexplained reasons, the match was cancelled. And from the West African nation of Ivory Coast, which is also preparing for the World Cup, comes this bad news that Yaya Toure is receiving treatment in Qatar for an unspecified injury. According to the Ivorian Football Federation, Toure is the only member of the team to miss the start of the World Cup preparations in Dallas on Thursday. The midfielder will only fly to the U.S. next Thursday to join up with his colleagues. Toure has suffered a thigh injury in mid-April, but returned after 2 weeks to help Manchester City secure the Premier League title. Ivory Coast will play two friendlies in the United States against Bosnia in St. Louis on May 30th and El Salvador in Dallas on June 4th. The team will arrive in Brazil on June 6th. At the World Cup, the Ivorians have been drawn in Group C against Colombia, Greece, and Japan. Thanks a lot for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Put your flags up in the sky, in the sky. And when you say, send the sound. Show the world where you're from, show where you're from. Show the world we are one. Feel. It's your world, my world, our world today. And we invite the whole world to play. It's your world, my world, our world today. And we invite the whole world to play. En mi mundo, tu mundo, el mundo de nosotros. Invitamos a todo el mundo a jugar con nosotros.
One night, watch the world unite, two sides. posso. Quando eu chamo o mundo inteiro pra jogar é pra mostrar que eu posso. Torcer, chorar, sorrir, gritar. Não importa o resultado, vamos extravasar.
As Segun Dot on the spot, Adeyemi mentioned, that's the official song of the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil, titled We Are One. American singers Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez and Brazilian songstress Claudia Leite are scheduled to perform the song again June 12th at the World Cup's opening ceremony in Sao Paulo, just before the Brazil-Croatia match. The National Basketball Association playoffs resume later Monday night in Miami, Florida. The two-time defending champion Miami Heat host the Indiana Pacers in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami leads the best-of-seven series 2-1. In Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals Sunday night, the Oklahoma City Thunder storm past the San Antonio Spurs 106-97. San Antonio now leads the series 2-1. Congolese power forward Serge Ibaka ignited the Thunder with 15 points and 4 block shots.